This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some swimming as we touch base once again with Belgian Toon Feldeman. To find out what he's done to improve his swim. And he literally learned to swim when he got into triathlon. So he's done a lot of hard work. And you'll find out the one thing that he thinks everyone should do when starting out, particularly as adult onset swimmers. That's all coming up today. And before that, though, a big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for new race wheels, be sure to check Wheel Science out before you make any decisions, okay? They have got world-class race wheels. They're up there with the best in the world. They've done a whole bunch of tests on them. They're UCI approved. They've got lifetime warranty, and they ship anywhere in the world. And the even better news is they come at a fraction of the price. So you can get all the performance at half the price. We've had a few people buy them through the Kona Edge, and the feedback has been amazing. So, go check them out. thekonaedge.com/wheels is where you can get all the details. The link is in the podcast player below as well, and make sure that you use the coupon code Kona Edge, because as a loyal listener of the podcast, Peter and Joe over at Wheel Science are giving you 10% off just for listening to the podcast. So that's Kona Edge at checkout to get 10% off your order. Let's chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge today as we catch up with Toon Feldeman. Toon, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Brad. Welcome back.
Toon, your sort of entry into the sport of triathlon, you played basketball, so you ran a little bit. You started cycling to do triathlon, but swimming, where did swimming sort of fit into things as far as you starting out in triathlon? Are you an adult onset swimmer?
Well, swimming was the most difficult discipline out of the three. I used to learn to swim in school just when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, until I was 12, I think. But that's it, just 1 hour per week. It when I was 28, I just jumped into the pool for the first time again, and I had to learn a bit. I managed to get a private trainer for just 10 trainings. And afterwards, I just did my thing. And we are 10 years later now, or 8 years later now. And, well, it gets better and better. But you can see that technically I've got a disadvantage against persons who just, when they are very young, start learning to swim. Technically, they are, I can never make up to that difference.
Dude, I love the fact that you got help early on. And you talk about learning to swim at school between the ages of 7 and 12. I mean, that's basically learning to swim and not drowning. Learning not to drown is probably a better sort of way to describe it when you're swimming once a week that way. But you made the decision to get someone to help you with your technique straight away. Tell me why you did that. Was it a case of you just decided, you know what, I have to figure this out and I can't do it on my own?
Yeah. I'm convinced that when you start doing triathlon, first thing you have to do specifically for swimming is get a trainer and take 10 lessons at least and see how it goes. But if you just jump into the pool and you do no matter what, that's not the good way, I think. Even of course, it costs a bit of money to pay somebody who teaches you. But even then, you need a trainer for at least 10 times, just somebody who tells you do it like this and have attention for some technical exercises or whatever. I think that's very important.
Are you still working on your swim technique? Is it something you still place a lot of emphasis on?
Oh, at this moment, yes, in winter times, but not a lot. I do it, but not a lot. But not enough, I think. My coach would say, okay, do it more often. But I'm just, it's difficult to manage or to motivate myself to do it because I don't like it that much. But I should do it more.
How often in the build up to a race like Kona or an Ironman that you're targeting, how many times a week would you generally swim to?
3 times. I always swim 3 times. And during winter, sometimes 2 times a week. But I think throughout the year, always 3 times. And I think that's the perfect amount for me. I've got some experience now, and I know with 3 times I'm able to get my level up. In the last couple of weeks, maybe a 4th time, but then the 4th training is just feeling the water, but not going very hard, or it's just more being into the water and feeling the water. But 3 to 4 times is enough for me.
You also mentioned that the triathlon club you belong to hire the pool every single morning. Do you swim in a squad or do you tend to swim alone?
Well, my two brothers do triathlon together with me, so most of the time we practice together. And then so we are just in one lane, the three of us, or maybe a 4th, 5th person do our training together and goes very good.
Dude, your favorite workout in the water, what do you absolutely love doing from a swim set perspective?
Contrary to the other disciplines, in swimming I like the shorter distances. So 100 meters, what I like is doing, for example, twice 10 times 100 meter in a certain time, quite fast. That's something I like the most, I think.
Fantastic. Well, Toon, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking a little bit about your Ironman bike, but we'll save that for next time.
Okay, thank you. Looking forward to it as well.
And that's a wrap for another edition of the podcast. Thank you very much to Toon as well for sharing his swim advice with us. And thanks as well to you for listening. And a big thank you to Wheel Science for sponsoring this edition of the podcast. If you're looking for brand new race wheels, high performance race wheels at half the cost to get all the performance, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels and use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout to get 10% off. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.